This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
So a lot has changed with Drake May. What are you looking to hear from him?
What did he learn as a rookie? What's his confidence level? What are the aspects of the game that he feels like he has command of going into his second year? But what's interesting is a lot of guys go into their second year, and I base this on Brady, but there's a lot of other guys you can look at. If you look at their second year in the NFL, Bledsoe would be another example of it. They backslid a little bit because they started to try and figure out what can't I do? And they would put balls into difficult situations and make mistakes as a result. It'll be interesting to see how Drake May operates this year, because he was on such a bad team last year that he was excused for trying to make hero plays sometimes. And when he tried to make hero plays at the end of the games, and, well, what do you want? He threw a pick late in the game. Ah, that's too bad. But, well, at least they were in it. This year, I don't know if the same mentality will exist. It should be a much more competitive team, and he needs to elevate his game. He doesn't have the luxury of saying, I wonder if this will work, the way a lot of second-year quarterbacks do. He has to rein in his mistake by at least 50%, I think.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He'll be on WEEI Afternoons today. He joined us earlier this week. If you missed any of it, just go to the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also seek out Jones and Keefe on YouTube, or WEEI rather, on YouTube, and you can see the full interview there. Coming up tomorrow at this time, a Top 5 Friday, Keith, where I believe we've settled on...
We have a couple actually up in the air.
Okay, so we haven't settled.
No. I think we need to break the tie. We have a bunch of ideas, but I don't know what we want to go with yet.
Okay, we have a Top 5 Friday coming your way 24 hours from now, so plan accordingly.
That's right.
Also, a couple of texts here rolling in. At 617-779-7937. This is good, because Greg has all his great road shows.
Yes, he does.
But maybe now we have a good list going of road shows. It's a good text. Jones and Keefe road show number one, the reopening of the Wienerama.
That's true. We were going to do that, right?
I think that's definitely on our list. Yep. And now number two, we're adding the Provincetown Sex Museum.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Okay, well, that's not
that's the Wienerama.
That's for the Wienerama. Yeah, they don't say that.
No.
They might say that.
They might.
You never know.
They might.
But so there's
that's
that.
Not bad.
No. Also, the crew at Theodore's in Springfield says we'd love to have Jones and Keefe visit. It's one of Phantom Gourmet's 8 best barbecue restaurants, and the kitchen crew listens every day. Shout out Theodore's.
Hell yeah, guys.
Shout out Theodore's.
Well, thanks for listening.
So maybe they're on the list as well, Keefe.
Okay.
Jones and Keefe Roadshow.
I love it.
Okay. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Real quick, Curran's talking about Drake May. He talks less than an hour from now, scheduled anyway, at 11:45. Number one, what do you want to hear? And number two, do you think it's suspect he hasn't talked until now in this setting? He's done interviews with, like, Kay Adams and one-on-ones. He hasn't done a Q&A with the media since before they lost the final week of the year to Buffalo.
Yeah, so I wonder if that gets addressed, honestly. I wonder if that's one of the questions. That's the main thing
I want to hear.
Yeah,
Where have you been?
Yeah, right. Where have you been? And, you know, what went into the decision to not be a part of, like, the breakdown day? We both had no problem with him not doing a press conference or even being made available after the Week 18 game, which he started, but then it was all Joe Milton. It was all about Joe Milton, and then sadly it was, in fact, all about the win, costing them the pick. Mayo was fired an hour later, like that whole thing. But the next day, it was puzzling to me. You had a guy like David Andrews, who hadn't been playing for months. He was there answering questions. Christian Gonzalez was hurt. He was answering questions. The quarterback of the team, the face of the franchise, I thought would be there as well. And so just, does that get brought up? How does he answer that? How does that go on? Because he's going to have to, with all of the turnover of leadership on the team, even though he's in year two, you play the quarterback. Like, you kind of have to be a captain. You kind of have to be a leader of the team. So I'm wondering how he's going to go about doing that. I'm also interested how they go about any kind of Joe Milton question, right?
Because that would be number two on my list.
A lot of it has been us speculating, you know, a couple of stories and, you know, scoops here and there about, you know, how he felt or how Joe Milton felt about the job. But they got rid of him before they even had a QB meeting this year. So, you know, what were his thoughts about that? Did he have any input in that or whatever else? So those are two things that would be of interest to me.
So, yeah, number one, where you been, Drake?
Yeah.
How come we haven't heard from you? Where were you the day after the season? I don't care that he wasn't at Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference. He was proposing on a beach somewhere. The breakup day, and I don't even care he didn't talk after the Bills game. That was Joe Milton's day. Joe Milton played. But maybe there's a correlation there. Did you storm off? Why didn't you speak after the year? What's going on? Why haven't we heard from you? Okay, that would be my top of my list, personally. Number two would be the Joe Milton stuff. You just hit on it. Like, what was your relationship like with Joe? Did you have any say in the quarterback room? Like, there are ways to get into that, and you definitely can word it better than I just did.
Yeah.
But that sort of stuff is what I want to know. I'd also be curious, like, you have any input with Steph Diggs? You have any input with the receiver they drafted, Kyle Williams or Travion Henderson? Did they lean on you in any way?
Or like, we heard the report. Remember that
he had communication with Will Campbell. Did you
did you know they were taking Will Campbell? I mean, he might not say
that's
he,
a good. That's like a, but like stuff like that, yeah, I want to know how much influence do you have, whether it's the roster or with Joe Milton, which was formerly a part of the roster, and where have you been? Those are the things I want to know.
And then also, you know, I'm sure they'll get into, you know, it's two offensive coordinators in 2 years. You know, and like the new playbook and like all that kind of thing. And
yeah, actually,
that is one way. And now Josh McDaniels is still better than Alex Van Pelt. But one way to not, you know, get the quarterback in the best spot is changing coordinators all the time. You know, Mac Jones had different coordinators all the time. Baker Mayfield took him a little bit of time to kind of get settled because they were changing playbooks and coordinators all the time.
Austin Hooper, I didn't watch much of his press conference. I kind of skimmed through it, but he had one interesting answer. And this was on Tuesday. He said Josh McDaniels has been leaning on Drake May for some plays in the offense, what he likes, what he doesn't, which is what a good offensive coordinator should do.
Yep.
But, all right, Drake, do you have input on the offense? Do you have input on the roster? And if you have input on the roster, do you have anything to do with Joe Milton? Maybe that's the way you segue into that.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things I want to hear 1 hour from now when Drake May speaks. You're going to hear it live here on Jones and Keefe, scheduled for 11:45. Mark that down. We have Rob Bradford. Baseball Isn't Boring, WEEI.com, coming your way at 11:30. And on the way next, we'll continue with all your Patriots phone calls. We'll continue with all your Bill and Jordan phone calls. We won't turn them away. We should get to the Red Sox, who arguably had their worst loss of the year last night. We'll get to it next.